Dear friends, I must say right up front that I wrestled for a long time with the text appointed this morning, because for days I had no idea what I was going to preach about, because they just cram so much into these 15 verses. In just a quick read through, we saw that it covers persecution and trials. You can find the second coming of Jesus. There's a doxology that you could preach on. There's new creation talk. There's the one who was and who is to come. There's the keys of death and Hades. And if you don't like any of those themes, you still had the option to preach on how Jesus had feet as of bronze. It was probably not until my 20th time reading through this text that I finally, my focus got drawn into verses 5 and 6. We read again, "He, Jesus, who loves us and who has freed us from our sins by his blood, has made us a kingdom and priests." Jesus has made us priests to God our Father. Each and every one of us, regardless of your daily vocation, if you are a Christian, then you are a priest of God. If you are a Christian, then you are a witness to this gospel truth. It is your priestly duty to declare the goodness of the Lord to and this message to a world that does not know him. This calling is central to our Christian walk. As Jesus says in verse 7, "He is coming, and everyone on that day will see him, and yet many on that day will see him and wail. Many on that final hour will cry out with fear and guilt and shame. There will be many who will wail on that day, knowing that it is too late to repent. The king has arrived, and his sword is swift." And you, filled with longing compassion for these future wailers, for these criers, you are tasked to go to these people. To go to these people so that they might not be found numbered among the lost. You are sent with this horrifying message that it is through the gospel and the gospel alone that people can come to eternal life. Brothers, as future pastors and as deaconesses, as professors and church workers, as church pastor wives, or Sunday school teachers, preschool teachers, small group leaders and participants, you have a special and holy calling to be a witness of God. You have a calling to proclaim this truth day in and day out. And yet the truth is that this calling is not always an easy one. Because being a priest of God, it's not always pleasant. It's not always filled with laughter and celebration. It's not always enjoyable, because the reality is that Satan has a stronghold in this world. Satan has blinded the eyes of man so that they may not see. I remember back in high school, I had this wonderful Sunday school teacher. She was an incredible servant of the Lord. She desperately tried engaging our class, constantly encouraging us, trying to make things interesting and enjoyable. She strived to teach us about God and his love for us, tirelessly working to make her Bible study engaging. And she soon found out that in this Bible study, Satan had already had a stronghold. As she continued to invest all of her time and energy into the class, she reaches out to this one particular student, hoping to engage them in, and immediately she is confronted with the rebuttal, "I don't even want to be here." Your ministry will be filled with people who say, "I don't want to be here." And that will leave you heartbroken and pleading before God, just desiring that your flock would see the light. But instead, Satan, who has a stronghold in this world, has blinded their eyes. Or again, maybe you'll find yourself in the pulpit week after week, proclaiming the love of God, pouring out your heart, pleading to anyone who will listen that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. You will be proclaiming this heart-wrenching truth, constantly wondering if you're making a difference. You'll invest hours of time during the week to sermon prep and to prayer. You're pouring out all of your emotion and energy just to find Satan's stronghold. His deceit so rampant that after you expel all this effort and all this time proclaiming God's word, the only feedback you get is, "That was a very long sermon." Leaving you just to wonder, are people even listening? And lastly, you'll find Satan's stronghold in your own home. As you find yourself praying for your children or for your siblings, constantly you're remembering them in your prayers as they seem to keep making poor decisions. As you plead for God and His grace to open up their eyes that for the knowledge of truth, praying that the Holy Spirit would make their dead lives come to life, praying that the old Adam would die and the new Adam would come forth, waiting for God's grace to just manifest in their lives, and your testimony would become such an emotional and tiring endeavor. All you want is for this child and this relative to be given eternal life and for them to walk in the knowledge of truth. But yet for many years you will find out that Satan's stronghold continues even in your own home. Friends, this priesthood that we're called to, it is a constant battle. And it will remain that way until Christ's return. And yet it must be stated that through it all, God's good and gracious will is always done. Your calling to the priesthood may be taxing and may be burdensome both emotionally and physically, but no matter how you feel in ministry, the Lord is still doing His good and gracious work. His word does not come back to Him empty. And He just asks you that you would trust that this situation, this life, and this world is all under His control. You don't have to carry the weight or the burden upon yourself, but just lean upon God that He is accomplishing His good and gracious task. That trust that the Mighty One is for you. The truth is, Satan's stronghold is built out of straw, and it will burn because it is coming to an end. He may appear to have a temporary stronghold over this world, but he does not have any power over Christ. Jesus has overcome the devil through his triumphant victory over death. He came into the satanic stronghold to bring this life-giving message to its inhabitants. To the captives who are living in darkness, he has freed by destroying the chains that hold us. And this means that the message we proclaim is not of our own. It has a divine origin because God is the source. God is the power from beginning to end. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is ruling the past, present, and future alike. He is the one who was and who is to come, and His reign doesn't end. Dear friends, Jesus is doing a mighty work, constantly tearing down strongholds where His word is proclaimed. All you have to do is simply trust that He is working on your behalf. He is working in, through, and around you to bring about His loving plan. Amen. In the grace of God that surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.